Blackstone Audiobooks presents The House on Beartown Road, A Memoir of Learning and Forgetting by Elizabeth Cohen. Prologue. 0, 40, 80. Those were our ages the year my father came to live with my baby and me. We span time neatly, add 40 to each of our ages and arrive at the age of the next. There was something about our circumstances over the course of that year that seemed choreographed, as if to make a point. This is the story about how our three lives came together for a time in rural New York. It is also the story about the human mind in three of its stages. My daughter's learning curve was a near vertical incline. She began to grasp the most subtle insinuations. She did not miss a single sliver of light falling on the living room floor, nor fail to greet one without an expression of surprise and her characteristic hi or kiss. It seemed she learned new words and then phrases by the hour, then began stringing them together into things that resembled sentences. Then she acquired the beginnings of real speech, with all the subtleties of tone and language. My father, at the opposite end of the parabola, seemed almost sieve-like, leaking words, ideas, concepts, and feelings. He would grow tongue-tied and fumble for the names of things and people. A proud man, masculine in the way that is common for those of his generation, he was at first embarrassed to ask for help. He would talk around the gaps, make up for missing words with other words. But the shame was soon overcome by the fear of not knowing. Then the questioning became incessant. He wanted a map of the world, with instructions for all things. My daughter was a typical baby, learning things at exactly the pace the textbooks predict. My father was diagnosed with mid to late stage Alzheimer's disease, a malady that I would learn affects more than 4 million Americans and is poised to claim a shocking 14 million by the year 2020. It robs him daily of what he knows, what he loves, and what he has experienced. And it is robbing us of him as he transforms, little by little, from a person who knows us to one who does not.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?